National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. A fine Monday. How do you do to you?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
And guess what? The Dow has closed once again, the 12th day in a row in record territory. The Dow up.
12 days in a row?
Yeah, just under 1%, up 16 points, closing at 28.37. And the NASDAQ up 16 points as well, closing at 58.61.90. And the S&P 500 closed up 2.5 points, 23.69.73. That's just great news. I'm thrilled for the business community that is seeing such a surge in the marketplace. Main gainers, Illumina up 4.2%, Southwest Energy up 3.5%, and Tegna, that is the parent company of our U.S. Today, whatever. It used to be Gannett. They scrambled the letters, made it Tegna, and several of our local stations around the country. They are up 3.3%. So good stuff going on.
All right, all right. Yeah, very, very good, very good. My dad will be thrilled to hear that the new shows that have been that will re-air in the 2017-2018 TV season.
Yes.
That his favorite NCIS has made it through, and they're going to be airing another season. And I just thought that was very important for me to share.
Well,
I just saw it flip through my screen, I thought, oh, my dad will be thrilled. He binge watches. Now, here's the funniest thing. Do you do this?
I don't know.
My dad owns all the seasons of NCIS. They have been given to him as gifts, birthday gifts, Christmas presents. People who know
them on DVD.
People who have them, don't want them anymore, give them to my dad because he is a binge watcher. It shows up on whatever TV channel,
yes,
and will watch them on the TV.
Right.
His friend will point out, look, you have this whole season. You could watch it uninterrupted. You could watch them in order. You don't have to wait for the randomness of, no. He would prefer to watch it on television. They're not in order. It's, you know, like on a Saturday, a little bingy thing. All the commercials, all the thing. But yet he owns them. Anyways, they've just been renewed for next season. So they'll be back. Well, any big TV watcher at all?
Not a big TV watcher, though. In the last year, I've probably increased my consumption of television.
Yeah, I don't watch TV at all. So yeah. Grey's Anatomy apparently renewed for their 14th season.
Really?
How to Get Away with Murder, their fourth season. The Middle.
Yeah, if you're talking about watching the episodes on TV, the only one that I really watch is Gold Rush. And a buddy of mine...
Is that a show?
It is. It's on the Discovery Channel. And a buddy of mine and I have made it like date night for the last 6 or 7 years. And
The Simpsons are getting ready to have their 30th season. How old would you have been when they started? You were 20.
Look what you're doing there.
Oh my goodness, Eric's birthday is Wednesday. He's going to be 50. All my friends are in their 50s now. It's really interesting.
In their 50s.
All of them now. Oh, all of them. Yeah, I've never felt like the youngest one in the bunch. I've never really felt that way.
Yeah.
But now that everybody is in their 50s.
You are clearly the youngest one in the bunch.
I am just as wise and experienced and mature as the rest of y'all.
Sure you are. We let you think that. It's all good. So,
Lethal Weapon's going to make it for their second season. Did you see the first season at all?
No. I was a big fan of the original series on the movie.
Were there three movies?
There were four movies.
There were
actually,
four Lethal Weapons?
Yeah.
Those were good.
Those were the days. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you hear about this lady who, she's a Dutch woman who was approaching her 100th birthday, and she really wanted to fulfill one of her last bucket list items? All right. Do you have a bucket list? Do you have a list of things that you truly wish to do?
Quite lengthy. Yes.
Is it?
I add to it all the time.
Okay. So you're not anywhere near completing your bucket list yet?
No, I keep adding to it.
Okay. This woman close to
completing her list.
And she's 100 years old. Okay. She's getting up. She's getting up.
I imagine there's going to be a time when I just start crossing things off my bucket list to go. Yeah, no. Don't want to do that anymore. Change my mind. No better, wiser, not important.
Well, we lost another actor now whose name is going to escape me, but he was 61 years old. And, I just think I am on the downhill side of I got 11 good, solid years that I can count on.
11?
Moving forward, because I'll be 50, so 61, 11.
What happens at 61? What happens in 11 years from now?
The gentleman passed away, and so...
Is it somebody in your family?
No, it's...
Do you have the same disease as him? Do you have the same lifestyle as him? The same genetics?
No.
I mean, what happens to you that is going to happen to him?
Age.
You think you're only going to live to 61?
Bill Paxton, thank you very much.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah, Bill Paxton. You didn't hear that?
No.
Bill Paxton passed away, and so we will... We will miss his contribution to the acting community. But anyways, this lady who's 100 or approaching her 100th birthday, she wanted to complete her bucket list, and one of the items on it requires her to persuade local police to arrest her.
To arrest her?
That's correct.
I am thinking to get off of like a ticket,
her bucket list item was
like
to be arrested.
To be arrested.
To experience a police cell from within. That's what she always wanted to know what it was like.
There's a lot of ways you can go about doing that.
Annie, this is her name. She's going by Annie. Annie was handcuffed and placed in the cell where police snapped photos of her delighted expression.
Delighted expression. That would be me.
She showed off the cuffs for the camera.
Like, I would smile and pose, like.
So
well,
I guess it
depends on why I would be being arrested, right?
Yeah, she's thrilled.
She's thrilled, right? And so, how long did she have to stay locked up?
I mean, how long does it count? I'm sure it was just
an hour enough to have the experience, mugshots, fingerprinting, detainment. Do they put her in the room with the light? Say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever the crackdown that they do.
So over there in the UK, there's a new thing going on, and I don't know if this is going to make it to your bucket list, but it involves a bucket of a different sort.
I did the bucket challenge, the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, no, this is a different one. This is a cement mixer bucket challenge. A group of British road construction workers came up with a new way to keep themselves amused and somewhat nauseous. The cement mixer challenge. Video recorded by the workmen Tuesday at a road construction site in Sutton Coldfield, England, shows one of the men sitting with his rear end inside a small cement mixer. My dad had one of these cement mixers when I was a kid, the kind that's portable, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With two of his colleagues, and then he starts to hold steady while one man begins to spin through the air while holding tight to the mixer. So the thing goes around and around. He's got his derriere plugged in the middle of it. And he's going around and around.
Oh, my God.
Worker manages to spin around several times before shouting for his laughing co-workers to stop the mixer. dizzy worker.
Stop the madness.
Stumbles away, allowing a second man to take a turn on the mixer. Second rider immediately appears less steady than his predecessor, falls out while upside down after only a few seconds of spinning. It's kind of like the bull, you know, the mechanical bull at the bar. Kind of just like that. Don't try this at home, folks. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you know, that's one of those, you know, did you ever, like, try to put your, well, you didn't have a baby brother, but, like, in the dryer kind of thing to, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't
pranky.
Didn't even try that
it seems
with
like,
my
like
sisters.
A big brother pranky kind of thing,
it,
right?
It does, but these guys are just, they got too much time on their hands, and they're spinning their derriere and apparently the rest of their body in a cement mixer, and there it is. So, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, so I was in the elevator, riding up the elevator with some gentlemen, and they asked, you know, did you have a nice weekend? And I said, yeah. And they said, did you work? And I said, no. And I said, then it was a good weekend. Right? Now, you worked. You worked on quite a project this weekend.
I did. My friend and I created an industry piece for the auto body
industry. For those of us, you know, laymen, what is an industry piece?
It was a video, and a special hello to our listener, Dennis, who is watching us by way of our Facebook Live video. I created a video for, in tribute to the auto body industry, along the lines of the Paul Harvey, So God Made a Farmer. And so, if you're interested, I'll post a link on our website, so our Facebook page, so that you can go check that out. It was very well received and very pleased with that. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
I never saw the end inside. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. You know, we live in ever-changing world. I mean, things are changing faster than we know what they are. And one of those things is the world of investing. It is going so rapidly these days.
It is changing. Yeah. And what is behind this rapid change, this significant change, is actually the area of millennials. You know, we think about, you know, our dads, our grandpas, and even us, you know, thinking that we are the ones leading the way when it comes to investing. But according to our guest, there's a rapidly growing category of investors, and millennials are reshaping the way we invest and will invest in the future. Michael Katchen is the founder and CEO of Wealth Simple. It's Canada's leading digital investment advisor. Their mission is to make smart investing easy and accessible for everyone. They serve more than 15,000 clients, and they were awarded Best Financial Services Website in the World for 2016. Michael Katchen, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Congratulations on Best Financial Services Website in the World. What an honor that is, right?
It was. It was a really exciting honor for the team. You know, that was at the Webbies in 2016, which is a big New York-based award show. I think one of the funny things about the way we run our business, though, and I think to your point around how quickly the world of investing is changing, is since winning that award 7 months ago, we've already redesigned the website twice.
Oh.
So it looks nothing like what, you know, won the award in the summer of last year.
Yeah, you know, I can appreciate that on so many painful levels. Michael, let's start our conversation with this. How are millennials reshaping the way of investing? And specifically, you talk about something called robo-advisors, and I'm going to need some help with that one, too.
Sure thing. So our business is what would traditionally be called a robo-advisor. You know, we operate in the U.S. and in Canada, and the whole thesis behind it is trying to make investing, which for most folks is this overwhelming, complex endeavor, really simple, transparent, and low cost. And that's really what we do. And to your point around what is it that this next generation of millennial investors is looking for, is they've grown up where services are so easy to use. You know, you can order a cab with just the tap of a button. It's going to be there in 2 minutes. You can go and, you know, book a place anywhere in the world on Airbnb, and it's a really simple, delightful experience. They expect that of their money, too. They want their wealth management services, their banking, to be just as simple and straightforward. And for folks that grew up in a different era, you know, where it was all about a relationship. So having to fill out 30 pages of paperwork and wait weeks for transactions to get concluded didn't matter as much. But there's a changing expectation around this next generation of investors, and that's really where we fit in.
Okay, but do the millennials then not require or desire any kind of a human touch? I find that difficult to believe.
I do too, actually. But our service actually marries a great technology product with human advisors. And that's actually something that's distinct about Wealthsimple. Most robo-advisors are just do-it-yourself. No human beings are really involved in the process. We're what you might call a hybrid model, where the idea is to marry really great technology that simplifies the whole process of onboarding and reporting with great licensed financial advisors that are there to support you whenever you need help.
Gotcha.
The difference, though, is that our financial advisors aren't taking our clients to lunch. You know, they're not coming over to your house to meet your family and building a really deep relationship with you. It's more of an on-demand model. So when you have a question, you can call us up or send us an email, and you're going to get an expert that's there to support you when you have a question with the expertise that you need.
You know, you mentioned how, you know, they can hire a cab, right? You know, a driver in the Airbnb. I mean, there's been some incredible disruption in the marketplace. And when you think about, you know, the financial sector and the financial world, I think for many people, it's still so old school doing it the way we've always done it. And they're not going to be able to keep up. Well, you are ahead of the learning curve, Michael. Do you have an office full of millennials? Like, how did you get there? And how, you know, and how is the rest of the financial industry responding to this?
Yeah, you know, we've been really lucky. We're still a pretty new company. So we're just over 2 years old now. But, you know, have tens of thousands of clients across North America. And I think it comes back to how the business was started. And I founded the company really to solve this problem for myself and some friends of mine. You know, I'd been working at another startup in San Francisco with some friends. We sold that business, and the team I was working with was looking for a really simple way to manage their money. And rather than send them to a financial advisor, I decided to help them figure out how to do it themselves. And I've been investing ever since I was 12. It's always been a passion and a hobby of mine. I helped them figure out how to build their own portfolios. And the feedback I got from this group of friends was, Mike, we love this approach, but can't you just do this for us? You know, make it as easy as possible, and we'd pay you for that. And that kind of insight of this group of like-minded millennials that wanted a really simple service that didn't really exist out there, I decided to build a business around that. And over 2 years, it's grown into something pretty remarkable, where we're actually helping tens of thousands of people, you know, save for the long term.
You know, but when you think about the way a lot of other companies, do you think that the financial industry as a whole will go this way, or just a few trend centers catering to millennials?
I think you're going to start to see a real big shift towards this. And I think it goes back to that point around changing expectations. I think we as society are coming to expect that everything we do to be just as simple as signing up for Facebook. And so I'd say that it's a call to the financial industry to rise to that challenge of simplifying where we can, and making it easier and more transparent for our clients. You know, I think most people, when they think about investments, still feel overwhelmed that the investment industry is complex and hard to navigate. That's not a sign of success in my mind. You know, if we're successful in moving the industry forward, I think people should have the feeling that they have their arms wrapped around their finances, that they totally know what's going on with their money and how much they need to save, you know, to get to where they need to be long term. And to me, if we can do that, I think that'll be a real success.
Well, I think you are onto something very, very special. Michael, give some contact information, if you will, please, so that our listeners might be able to find out more about Wealthsimple and maybe how to follow you.
Absolutely. You know, it's easy to find us at wealthsimple.com. You can find us in the App Store on Google Play or Apple App Store, or, you know, find us on Twitter or Facebook at Wealthsimple. And we'd love to hear from you. We're constantly, like I said at the start, working on making our product even better and iterating really quickly. So feedback is always welcome, and we'd love to hear from anyone.
Well, we are just so thrilled and just what accolades you have received so far. You are definitely on to something. And when we look at an industry that needs a little bit of transformation, keeping up with the times, the financial industry was definitely in there. So love what Wealthsimple is doing. Their mission is to make smart investing easy and accessible for everyone. And no matter what industry we're in, we all need to be looking to the future. So pay attention to what Michael and his team are doing over there at Wealthsimple. Michael, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And folks, we encourage you to stick with us. We've got fantastic guests. We've got fantastic stories. We've got positive business talk. That's what you come to expect right here from the Experience Pros Radio Show. So stick with us and remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. And if you'd like to be one of those people, reach out to us at radio@experiencepros.com. We'll connect you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, especially if you are able to walk in high heels, pay attention, turn the volume up. We have a special guest in the house.
Well, Eric, you mentioned, you know, for those who can wear high heels, this is actually a segment you never thought you could, and you never thought you would, and you didn't know if you should. Well, we brought in our expert guest, Levon Mills, the owner of Z Shoe Source, online shoe store where the higher the heel, the better you feel. She says women look great in Z shoes. And I'll tell you what, ladies, she is not kidding. Go on over to zshoesource.com right now while you're listening to this broadcast. Pull it up, mark it, bookmark it. You are going to find the most adorable, most charming shoes ever. And they are so affordable. Levon, I'm so excited that you're in the studio with us.
I'm excited to be here again with you, Angel and Eric. Thank you for having me.
Levon, it's always a privilege to have you. And you came, as you always do, with some show and tell, which I'm super excited about. We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay. But can I just tell you that the shoes are only outshined by as beautiful and lovely as you look today.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
You represent your brand very, very well.
Thank you.
All right, so Levon, when did you start wearing high heels?
I started wearing high heel shoes at age 13. I remember very well. I was very impressed with the ladies at my church. They always wore fancy suits and church hats and high heel shoes that made them look so dignified and important, and it also made them look graceful. I wanted to look the same way.
You wanted to look the same way, but at 13, I don't know. I don't imagine you. I just remember when I first started putting my first heels, graceful was not the word I would have used.
It was my word. It was my desire to be graceful. Yeah. And so in doing that, I was babysitting. And the bus would drop me off. I was babysitting for my sister. The bus would drop me off downtown. And I would look in the windows, the displays. Saw a pair of patent leather, black patent leather high heel shoes. Mm. I wanted them. Went in and tried them on. And at age 13, I asked them, could I put them in the layaway? They let me do it.
Wow.
I paid for those shoes and got them out, took them home, and I began to practice wearing high heel shoes in my bedroom on the carpeted floor. And what I did is I would hold my chin up, square my shoulders back, and I didn't think that was enough, so I put a dictionary on the top of my head.
Oh.
To help give me the poise.
The rain in Spain falls mostly on the plain. At least that's what I've heard. All right, so Levon, you know, you've got this great story that goes along with how you learned how to wear high heels.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, some of the people in our office, not our office here at Experience Pros, but in our office complex, I see the women walking in high heels, and they didn't have the dictionary on the top of the head, apparently. In order for you to walk comfortably in high heels, is it safe for me, a gentleman who doesn't do it, to assume that the high heels must be comfortable?
No, it is not safe.
It is not.
Because the high heels, if you do not buy the right size, That's most important mm-hmm. for you to be able to wear high heel shoes is to have the right size. Mm-hmm. And after you have the right size, then you want to take time to learn how to wear them. And that mm-hmm. is wearing them, practicing on carpet or a floor that has some traction to it, so that you can be confident in what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a beautiful, charming pair of high heels over the holidays. And I had to do just that, Levon. I've worn heels for years, but these ones were just a little taller than I was used to. And I felt like I just needed a little extra practice. Mm-hmm. Any other tips besides, you know, they need to be the right size. Mm. Any other tips for how we should walk or how we should be wearing our high heels?
High heel shoes are higher today than mm-hmm. what they were when I first purchased them. 1.5 inch to 2 inch heels were the height of the heels back at that time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people prefer them today. However, we do have the 4.5 inches, the 6 inches, the stilettos.
I mostly love wearing them in my kitchen because all of a sudden I can open up cupboards and see what's on those top shelves.
Well,
I never knew what was in there.
I don't know if that's where high heels were invented to be worn. All right, Levon, let's show our listeners. We've got a live stream to Facebook going on, and you brought a couple of pair of amazing looking shoes. Would you mind? Would you show those to our
listeners? I want you to see these beautiful red and black and white high heel shoes.
It's like their zebra print
on the heel. They match so many outfits. They are so popular. These are beautiful shoes. They will just pop any outfit.
Now, what is the size of that heel?
This heel is a 4.5 inch heel.
And let me just say, yes, ma'am, it is. Wow.
It is beautiful. The red patent leather, the zebra print. The first time I saw those, I have a girlfriend. Her name is Faith Young. She wrote the book, What Would Faith Do? She has the What Would Faith Do movement. But her signature colors are red, black, and white.
That's right.
And I mean, they just have Faith's name written all over them. And I know that the first time you were in the studio, she heard about the shoes and she went off and bought them. They are in her promo shots.
Yes.
She had some promo shots
taken
in them. Now, Levon, because I just want to blow people away. This is the most gorgeous shoes.
Absolutely.
Pair of shoes. They are just dynamite. They are super fun to wear. They're going to knock everybody's socks off when you.
You'll be the talk of the town.
How much do those retail for?
These shoes here, these are called the Gaze shoes, and they retail for just $39.95.
What? Isn't that the most amazing
most
part
fabulous.
To all of this? Yes,
yes.
They're
$39.95. They are affordable.
Oh, my gosh.
ZShoeSource.com. The letter Z, the word shoe, the word source.com. ZShoeSource.com. That was the piece. They are fabulous shoes and super affordable. Now, over the holidays, you were running a free shipping little deal.
Yes.
And so Angel bought herself a little Christmas present that was as sparkly as my Christmas tree. And you have a pair of them
here
today. Those are what I call, those are like my Cinderella shoes to me.
The first time I brought them, you called them the trophy shoe.
They are definitely.
They're completely covered in rhinestones.
Yes.
And silver coloring with rhinestones of all varying different sizes.
Yes.
Wow, how beautiful that is.
These are just gorgeous.
Is that a 4.5 inch heel?
No, this is not a 4.5 inch heel. This is a 5 inch heel.
Holy cow. They
and
are
it's a 1.5 inch platform. So this will elevate you.
They are super duper fun. Now, it was so much fun to be able to shop because it wasn't, you know, the extra cost of shipping.
Yes.
Can we run a little deal, a free shipping deal?
We do have free shipping as part of our business, and that is for any orders of $50 or more, you automatically have free shipping. At different times, we do have special sales of 20%, 25% off. We just like for you to look out for those. And we're ready for you.
I can't believe that you run a sale on these already amazing prices.
Yes.
Levon, this rhinestone shoe, how much does that retail for?
$69.95.
Come on.
Not $99.95 or $105.
I spend twice that for shoes that take me nowhere.
But these elevate.
Yes, they do.
Both
your person and your look, attitude.
A woman in these shoes can walk out comfortably with a smile because, A, they didn't cost an arm and a leg, and B, they look $1 million. Yes.
Right. And they make you look $1 million.
They do. Levon Mills is a proud member of the Experience Pros Network. We love supporting our local business owners.
Absolutely.
And she's right here in Denver. But no matter where you are listening across the country, go ahead and go over to zshoesource.com. Show Levon some love. Buy a special pair of shoes today. Free shipping on any purchase over $50. And you always have fun new styles that you're featuring depending on the time of year.
That's right.
Hey, I love that. I love that. Now, you started this actually with your granddaughter, am I right?
When my granddaughter's name is the source of Z Shoe Source. Her name is Zaida. And I just wanted to go with the Z. You know? She is so beautiful.
I love that. Levon, anything else you want our listeners to know today?
You can look elegant. You can look sophisticated and graceful in Z shoes. Z shoes also, you don't have to worry about, what if I get the wrong size? We have a very easy return policy. So feel free to shop in the comfort of your home. Just a click away, zshoesource.com.
Right? Women look great in Z shoes. Levon, love that you brought in some show and tell today.
Yes.
If you want to see the pictures, go to Faith. We'll put Faith Young's picture on our Facebook wall as well, so you can see those fun little pictures. But I love to follow her on Facebook. Get signed up today. Make sure you are looking dynamite in your Z shoes.
ZShoeSource.com. Now, folks, don't go anywhere. We've got lots of more positive business talk ahead. And that's what you come to expect from the Experience Pros Radio Show. Keep a smile on your face. And I think you got to go to ZShoeSource right now. Take a smile for your feet. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. You know that you need help with your software, especially your accounting software, and we've got an expert.
Right, it's time for our QuickBooks Minute with Bruce Paterka from Peak Advisors. Find him online at peak2017.com, peak2017.com. Bruce, we're so glad that you're in the studio with us today.
Thank you very much. How's my favorite Experience Pros?
Well, we are doing fantastic. Bruce, you know, we talk to business owners all the time.
Sure.
And, you know, helping them, you know, grow their business. One of the most important pieces is taking care of their finances. But it seems like they all have one interesting methodology for keeping track of all of their expenses, and that is they have a shoebox, a shopping bag, a tote bag, dresser drawer full of receipts.
You're exactly right. They do. And for the clients that work with Peak Advisors, we don't have a box. In fact, we're going to teach you and get you started so that you will touch your receipt one time and let QuickBooks take care of the rest. It'll take a photograph of your receipt. It will put it in the accounting software. It will keep a copy of it. You throw your copy away.
What kind of magic and voodoo is this?
Yeah.
And what am I going to take to my CPA at the end if I don't take him a box full of receipts?
That's just it. You don't have to take anything to him other than the financial reports at the end of the year that will show what you have spent and what you have received. It's all done for you.
All right,
it's all about doing it faster and quicker.
No kidding.
Hold on, because I'm not the brightest.
Quicker books.
Right.
I'm not the brightest bulb in the knife drawer here, so help me understand this. Because back in the day, if you wanted to do that, you had to buy a separate scanner. You had to buy and run it through there and hope that that software read the OCR correctly so that it would put things in. And now you're saying, Bruce, this is all just one touch and it's done?
It's all one touch and it's done. It uses a tool called Receipt Bank.
Is it? And now, can I take the picture with my phone, or do I have to have a special camera?
With your phone. That's all you need is your phone. So you're done with...
Your phone is connected to the QuickBooks?
That's right. You actually get your receipt from Office Max or Office Depot, actually, I guess these days, and you set it down on the counter, you line it up, take a picture, and it will show you if you're doing it right, and you go click, and that is sent right up into the cloud, which connects to your QuickBooks. And
that
it does,
awesome.
It will know it's office supplies. You do the same thing for any receipt. You went to Tokyo Joe's. All right, there's the receipt. You take a picture of the receipt. It knows that was a meal.
It knows that it's a meal. It knows that it's office supplies.
That's right.
You might not be the smartest bulb in the knife drawer, but apparently QuickBooks is.
QuickBooks is. That's
QuickBooks
correct.
Is. This is awesome. I had gone to a tax seminar over Thanksgiving weekend, if you can believe it, but talking about how... helping out our tax advisors and CPA with information. He says, you can't just guess anymore. You need to have proof.
That's right.
And the IRS and with big data and all of the stuff that's, tracking right now, if you don't have proof, they're almost telling your tax preparers, you can't let them write it off without proof. That's giving you the proof.
That's exactly right. And the proof stays in QuickBooks. So it stays right with that expense for $100 for office supplies.
Right, which is way better.
You look right there.
If you've ever gone back into a box of receipts, a year old, it's like the ink has worn off. You can't even read what the receipt was for anymore.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
And it isn't just those skinny little ones that you get from your retail provider. It's the full-size receipt. So say you got a receipt for services from your attorney. You take a picture of that. It knows that's legal services. It puts it all in QuickBooks right for you.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. All right. So people who weren't just totally in love with QuickBooks yet, how do they get in touch with you now?
They can reach us at 303. Just forgot my phone number. 801-4772. Thank you very much. It's 303-801-4772. Or you can get us online through peakadvisors.com, but we've got a site just for you guys that are listening. It's called peak2017.com.
Peak2017. You're also a reseller, so if we haven't purchased our recent version of QuickBooks, we can get it there as well.
That's exactly right. Best prices possible.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Peak Advisors.
If you are thinking about QuickBooks, if you're using QuickBooks, you need to know Bruce Paterka, his business partner, Michael Wallace, and Peak Advisors, Peak, P-E-A-K, 2017.com. Bruce, thanks so much for coming in.
You bet. No more receipts.
No
We're
more
getting
receipts.
Rid of them all.
I love that.
That's
I love that.
Stuff.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, there is one customer service experience trend that we need to be worried about, according to Forbes.com. As times have changed, we talked a little bit earlier about how the millennials, it's all one touch. It's all one click.
Right.
We want to be able to do it 24/7 whenever it is we're in the mood to do it.
That is correct.
That's not the trend we need to be worried about.
It's not?
The trend that we need to be worried about is how we handle how do we handle returns, exchanges, complaints. It's not a lot. But it is the game changer.
It makes a ton of sense. And frankly, we had Levon in the last segment, and she mentioned it. She said, we've got a fantastic return policy. So if it doesn't fit, we got you covered.
I'll tell you what, Eric, there are certain retailers, big stores, that because of their return policy, I won't shop there in the first place.
Right.
Not that I return a lot.
Sure.
But on the one time, and in fact, I rarely return. Even if I know I for sure don't want it, just the hassle of returning. But where were we? I was with my husband this weekend at Target.
Okay.
And we were picking something up, and he's like, well, and if you don't like it, you can bring it back. And which I won't, because it's too much of a hassle for me to bring back. But just knowing that I could
right.
is why I bought it.
Right.
I won't return it, but I could return it, and it would be easy if I wanted to. Certain stores, I just will not even begin to shop there, even if knowing I won't return the item.
Right. Because it's not easy.
Knowing that it's not easy. And that is the differentiator. And so we've got to step back and root out complacency, right? Thinking that it's not just about serving our customers and serving them well, which we need to do, but having a system in place, a policy that every employee can take care of a customer when they're not happy.
Yeah. There it is, right there. All right, gang, we got to take a quick break for the top of the hour news and the reset. But don't go anywhere. We've got a whole other hour of positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on... or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at BizTalkRadio.com. BizTalk Radio,